97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, so Tom Ackerman in studio with us right now, already wearing the swag from the BMW championship. Is that from this year, Tom, or is that from last year?
Woo!
My goodness, who is using these headphones before me?
It was using the mic. Okay? It's down at your ankles down there, it looks like.
What the heck's going on?
I don't know, man. You doing all right?
I'm doing great. The BMW championship is underway at 9:03 when Justin Thomas tees off on number one. 12:20, Rory McIlroy. 1:33, Scotty Scheffler. You're talking about some of the best players in the world right here on Ladue Road. I mean, it's pretty cool. And I was out there the last couple days, just kind of coming and going, trying to get as much in as I can, just going back and forth from downtown to Town and Country, you know. And it's so cool to see them. I mean, these are the best players out there, and the crowds are already big. And today will be massive. I mean, you're going to have 35 to 40,000 per day at Belrive watching these players make their way around one of America's best golf courses. It's a massive golf course. But the footprint is small enough to where the crowds feel really big. And, you know, having covered the PGA Championship there and then the following year at Bethpage in New York, they're completely different. Bethpage is a massive piece of property, so the crowds are big, but, you know, there's so much extra space. Here, it's like, you know, each hole feels like a stadium, where the crowd is right on top of you, and it makes for an electric atmosphere. So the players love it. The players love coming to Belrive. And one thing that Adam Scott said yesterday, he's the only player in the field who played in the BMW back in 08. He said, you know, when you come back here, you realize how much this tournament means to the community. And, you know, there are some places that they play, guys, where, you know, it's just one of many things going on. I feel like when the PGA Tour comes here, it is the thing. I mean, it's in the news. It's leading the headlines. People are buzzing about it, and it's going to be awesome. And on top of it, the weather's like perfect.
Yeah, it really is.
They could not have gotten a better deal from the man above on this weather. So it's awesome.
I was talking to a friend who is a police officer, and he was working security for the tournament yesterday, helping direct traffic, right, as people were coming in and out. And his comment was that, it seems like whenever there's a big golf tournament out there, suddenly the weather turns nice. But whenever there's a St. Louis Air Show, it's 110 degrees. He's like, I've worked both of them. I prefer the golf because the weather, for some reason, always is decent when we invite these guys to town for the most part.
Yeah, and, you know, yesterday you had all the celebrities out there. My daughter was looking. I showed her the list, and she said, oh, that's Nick D. Giovanni. She's like, Dad, he has like 46 million followers on YouTube. He's a chef. I'm like, oh, man, I wouldn't have known him.
Never heard of him.
Walked by me. I don't know.
Wow.
But he's like a huge deal, apparently.
Just a fan? He's just here to watch?
He's playing the Pro-Am.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
all right.
But you had Ozzie Smith out there. You had Senator Eric Schmidt played with Scotty Scheffler. It was a nice mix of players out there playing with the pros. And then today now is the real deal. So the first tee time, as I mentioned, is at 9:03. That gives people time to get in there. Just a few tips. I mean, I would say go to the merchandise tent as soon as you can. I mean, it's going to be crowded there, and people are going to try to grab everything off the shelves. And so your inventory might be limited if you're waiting until Saturday or Sunday for that.
Yes.
I would say the biggest crowds will be Saturday and Sunday. Those are both sold out, but they're close to a sellout for today and tomorrow. So it's going to be big crowds regardless. Parking, you give yourself some time. So the general parking is at Family Arena. And then they have a great system where they will bus you right in. And the roads around Belrive are blocked off to buses and to rideshare, so you're going to be able to make it in very easily. There won't be traffic jams outside of Belrive because they are restricting access to those roads for just residents and then also for those with the ability to get in on bus. Rideshare is at Whitfield, so you can just drop off right there. I know a lot of your listeners are coming in to the tournament right now, as are our listeners, so you know, make plans now to get in there and get going. It's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, you said you were offering a few tips. I'll give a few tips. I've golfed at Bell Reef. It's piece of cake. These guys will be fine.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm just teasing. Yeah. I tell you, when I was out there golfing about 2 months ago, they were already letting that rough grow. And we had to have somebody stand in the fairway when we teed off with a towel, multiple towels, to spot where our ball went, because, of course, we weren't hitting it in the fairway. We're hitting it in the rough. And he'd have to go over and drop a towel.
What's the
so
rough?
We could find our ball. That's where the deeper grass is.
Longer
off
grass.
Off the fairway. And and they were doing that in preparation for this tournament.
Oh, okay.
Because the pros can hit out of that stuff. We were having to pick our ball up and set it on top of the grass so because they didn't want us to damage the rough, basically is what they were asking.
Yeah, I played there about a month ago, I guess, and on the first hole, I hit my drive, and it landed on the right side of the fairway and then bounced into the rough. And you know, we had a four caddy that goes up and finds the ball for you, and he's like, yeah, here you go. And I looked at it, and he said, you're 200 out. And I thought, okay, 200 out. So I don't want to do anything stupid here. So I'm just going to use my 7-iron and blast it as hard as I can. And then I'll hit it like into the apron in front of the green, chip on, and, you know, just play conservative. Well, my 7-iron, that thick rough grabbed my club, and I hit a line drive into a bunker.
Yep.
And now I'm like... Mm-hmm. And the caddy came back to me and he goes, next time use a wedge, just wedge it out into the fairway.
I would have no clue what to use. By the way, how did my husband get invited to play tomorrow? Is it open to the public if you pay to get a ticket?
Invited to play?
I thought he was like invited to play golf at some point, which obviously it's the professional.
That would be this week.
Yeah.
So you're only going to watch. I thought for some reason there was like a stretch of time where people were able to actually play on the course. Like the professionals weren't playing. They were playing maybe
today.
The pro-am yesterday I was talking about.
Did he play in the pro-am? We didn't know about it?
Come on now.
No.
I mean.
My advice would be to anybody who plays a course like that. I'm not going to give advice to the players. These guys know how to do it. But those guys are so skilled. I mean, they can blast it out of there and put it wherever they want, really. But they want to keep it in the fairway. The fairway looks like a green carpet. I mean, it's amazing.
Gorgeous. It's just gorgeous out there. They do it upright. They were building the platforms when I was out there 2 months ago. They've been preparing for this thing forever.
Who's favored to win? Scotty Scheffler. He won last year, right?
So he's fantastic. He's coming off a win. Hadn't won in 6 months, but he's always been snooping around. You know, he was always there, top five, top four. I mean, he's tremendous. And then everyone would be chasing him. And, you know, it's a massive event. I mean, you have people watching from all over the country and in parts of the world. CBS will be doing it. Jim Nantz will be up in the tower, you know, on 18. I mean, it's a big deal. So yeah, he told me yesterday, I was talking to Nantz on KMOX, he said 300 people on that TV team. We're talking from talent to producers to cameras to staff. That's a huge amount of people putting on a TV show. And he said, you know, they're making a movie. You know, this isn't like a football game where it's the standard. We look at the quarterback and then we look at the defense. I mean, it's 18 different holes. So you're constantly moving around and showing the viewers what's going on. And it's great for St. Louis. It's just, you know, you get this great snapshot of St. Louis and Bell Reef Country Club and all the people. And the last thing I'll say is that the fans kind of feed off of it. I've felt like in St. Louis, as soon as our fans are told that they are a factor, like if the players acknowledge them, then they come back louder the next day. So it's going to be fun to watch. I think that the fans will root for the players who are trying to make this cut of the top 30. It's the top 50 players right now. The top 30 make it to Atlanta next week. I think they'll start rooting for those underdogs. And that'll be the fun part of it.
You got to get rolling.
Yeah.
How did Schmidt do yesterday? Do you know in that pro-am?
Played fine.
Did he?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Played fine. I heard he can play.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never played with him.
There's
but
no doubt about it.
I sent him a little message and heard back that he had a good time.
Oh, good.
So that's good. Yeah.
Good. All right, Tom. All right. Thanks. Yeah. I appreciate it. I might go out there today. I'm thinking about going out this afternoon.
I don't know diddly squat about golf. This is not the sport that I've gotten into.
It's okay.
I just can't.
It's all right.
I can't get excited about it. I guess I have watched a little bit of it where if it's, you know, someone like Rory McIlroy or Scottie Scheffler, then maybe you can get a little bit jazzed about it. But it's just, it's so slow.
Is it?
What do you mean, is it? Of course it is.
It's not slow.
Yes, it is.
I will say this, and I love the fact that we have the tournament here. It is much more, I have to tell you, it is much more enjoyable to watch a major golf tournament at home on a big screen TV than it is to be there. Because being there is a lot of work. Because
just going
you, well, yeah, because there's it's a mass of people, particularly by Saturday and Sunday. And you can, everybody clusters around. Many times they try to find a seat near a hole to watch the guy tee off. But if you're following a particular golfer, they get to walk up the middle of the course unhindered. You have to go from the tee box and follow the cart path around and try to get up there in time to see their second shot. And then you have to try to run up to the green and see their approach shot. If you're following a particular golfer, it's a lot of work. So a lot of these people take their little folding chairs and they try to get there early and jockey for a seat near one of the big greens so they can watch. They don't ever see them tee off. They just see the approach shots onto the green. People have an entire strategy when they physically attend one of these golf tournaments. And I've had so much more fun watching it on TV. After I went a couple years ago when the BMW was here and the PGA Championship was here a few years ago, I determined that. I mean, on a hot day, man, you are worn out at the end of that because you feel like you've walked the course two or three times.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I just want to be, I just think of Happy Gilmore, and I want to be the person who gets to hold the sign up that says quiet.
Quiet, yeah.
That's the role that I want. That would be cool.
Yeah, they'll shush you for sure. That's right. All right, coming up, we're going to get to another news for you. Next hour, we'll talk to Jim Talent and Mike Lira, who is the executive director of the Missouri Gaming Commission. He wants to talk more about this gambling addiction funding and exactly where the money's going. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.